From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran says it will retaliate if the United States renews sanctions next month, according to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a warning Wednesday. In a televised speech to thousands of members of the Basij Islamist Volunteer Militia, he said that in the issue of the nuclear deal, the current administration has committed several violations, the latest of which is a renewal of the 10-year sanctions. The U.S. Congress last week voted to renew longstanding sanctions linked to Iran's ballistic missile test and human rights record that predate the controversy around Iran's nuclear ambitions. At least 9 people were killed and 7 others wounded in cross-border fire, which hit a Pakistani bus in the disputed region of Kashmir Wednesday, according to officials. It's the latest deadly skirmish between India and Pakistan. The German flagship carrier Lufthansa says it's canceling 912 flights on Thursday, grounding 115,000 more passengers as pilots extend their strike by another day. The airline had already scrapped nearly 900 flights that affected over 100,000 passengers on Wednesday. Pilots staged a walkout in a dispute over pay and working conditions. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will be named Wednesday as the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to serve as the country's ambassador to the United Nations. The 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants is serving her second term as governor, but has no foreign policy experience. She would be Trump's first cabinet pick, who is not a white man. This is VOA News.